You see, my name's Phil and I love to watch things on the big screen and on the small screen and anything else in between, which makes my time watching things on Netflix ever so much more enjoyable. And I always like to convey what's happened in my latest Netflix and Phil sessions. This week, I have been watching something that is the ultimate 90-minute ride of pumping, unrelenting action. I discovered this Jason Statham film, The Mechanic, which apparently is a mafia euphemism for assassin, basically. And he is at pains to point that out during the film. He lives the lonely life, Jason Statham, the lonely life as Arthur Bishop. He's a professional killer, and seemingly no one is actually able to kill him. He's the best. No one can touch him, it seems. Jason does what he does best as Arthur Bishop. He takes on board the estranged son of his former mentor, and he had to kill his former mentor, played by Donald Sutherland, for a reason, which becomes ever so increasingly more convoluted and confusing and enchanting as the film lingers on and the plot strives forward. Now, Jason Statham can't tell his former mentor's son that he killed his dad, and so you're left waiting for this ultimate act of revenge, because you know it's coming. You know that it's coming. You know that the revenge will be on its way, and I can tell you that it does come. But along the way, there are many twists that are very exciting and that you won't really expect. So look out for those. Now, should you watch it specifically, I ask? Well, you could. But here's the thing. I reckon it's best enjoyed with in friends, like a group Netflix and Phil session. So then you can sort of chat around it, have popcorn, and then wait, or maybe just wait for the inevitable screening on a Sunday night on the television. But how about something else? That there, The Mechanic's just foreplay. They just seem, so you ready to get involved in something gritty in an intense 90 minutes of further action? Because Jason Statham, is back as Arthur Bishop in The Mechanic Resurrection. But basically, he's doing exactly the same thing he did in the first film, and exactly the same thing that Jason Statham does in most films, being sort of grumpy and gritty and type thing. Now, I'm hoping that, like the first, there's going to be no mushy bits. But it does seem that as the film revolves, the sequel revolves around the love of his life, Jessica Alba. I'm hoping it's not going to make things too cringy, if that makes sense. Expect lots of guns, gravelly voices, and Jatham Statham-type glares. Michelle Yeoh, Jessica Alba, and Tommy Lee Jones show their pedigree in sort of very character-esque cameos. But ladies and gents, in the spirit of Netflix and Phil, let's get on The Mechanic Resurrection.
Did you find me?
The principal I represent has an offer for you. Each death must look like an accident. Your specialty, I believe.
I'm gonna give you something I never give anyone. Chance to walk away.
Bishop!
I've been waiting too long to get even with you.
You have 36 hours to eliminate the target, or they will eliminate me.
There's no sign of the intruder, Mr. Adams.
That's because he's sitting right in front of me here in the safe room, jack off.
Come on, Bishop. I know you're not gonna let her die. I'll take Crainer.
What do you have in mind?
Your boyfriend's coming to die.
Starring Jason Statham and directed by Dennis Gansel, that is The Mechanic Resurrection. It's rated 15 and out now. Perfect Netflix and film material.